Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. This week, South Australian pubs and clubs began a campaign to encourage further QR check-ins after Police Commissioner Grant Stevens declared capacity restrictions would be tied to check-in rates. The new campaign, called Show Us Your Tick, resulted in a rush of teenage boys to pubs across South Australia to call for the removal of pub capacity limits when they thought they were calling for the removal of something else. Professor Nicholas Spurrier has approved the travel exemption for the Collingwood Football Club for this weekend's match against the Adelaide Crows at the Adelaide Oval. However, because of the situation with an outbreak in Victoria, at the time of recording, no crowd limit had been established, nor was there confirmation that a crowd would even be permitted. Further, Professor Spurrier confused everyone when she said,
My advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
This inspired Australian singer Paul Kelly to advise young men everywhere,
watch out little boy, don't lose.
And the state government allocated the fourth round of travel vouchers this week, encouraging South Australians to holiday within the state. AFL Footy Show co-host Kane Corns outlined how long people would have to spend at their computers to try and register for the fifth round of vouchers when they're eventually released, now that the process has been fully established.
It goes for 4 hours.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.